JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Normally we have a thing called the Idiot File that goes for a long time, has to be sort of cut back because Bill just speaks and then thinks, never the other way around, and it's quite humorous what he does with the English language. But what Matty, our man, sometimes has done, this has been a while since we've had one of these, is put the same stuff-ups into a song. It's called the, funnily enough, Idiot Song.
Thanks, Jim. Yes.
That's what we know it as.
What song is it?
Well, this one's by Powderfinger because, of course, topical.
Ooh.
Everyone thought they might actually perform at the grand final and now saying they're not going to. Oh. But Fat, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Idiot Song.
Welcome back to Triple M. That is... Oh, I'm jumping on this.
Sunsets over the beaches.
Two burglars.
I am the only one that got a bit of exclusivity with Gil.
Each day looking for new ways.
Bit of some plum boom bum. Someone from Greenland, someone from Finland, someone from Sweden.
Maybe I should drop by, maybe I should have called.
Istanbul.
Maybe I should have followed you and beat down your door.
Camaraderie ship in there.
Maybe it's gonna be breaking.
Preferable treatment.
You with it? Do you know good it all?
Something about Abba Dooby Dubby.
Now we're watching the sunset.
Bill.
Yes.
How are you tracking?
I've got to have a look at myself.
You do?
I might just lock myself away for a couple of days and just go through all the episodes and just see how I'm going.
Yeah. What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. And it just takes me a bit longer to get it out and to get my mouth around wrinkulous.
Wrinkulous.
Oh,
no.
Jesus.
Yeah, come on, man.
What's wrong with you,
well,
Jim?
Well, September Brownless.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. That's when I was kicking goals. I could smell the lawn had just been cut. The rubbish bins were out a bit later. And the sun, it was a longer day, and this is when I'm at my best.
Was it?
Tell me when we're back on here.
That's what you found in your career when you were playing, when the bins went out?
Yes.
The longer
days, Jim. What is that about the bins? It's something about the bins. I couldn't remember.
No one knows. We can't tell what it is about the bins. I don't think there's any reference to bins in September, ever.
No, there is something. I just got to put it in context. Anyway, we move on.
It's funny because, you know, when you think about the great September performers and you go all the way back to the 70s and the Snake Baker. It would hardly be seen home and away. And then as soon as the grass got cut in September,
the bins went out.
I never put his performances with the bins coming out. Now I'm sort of getting a handle on it.
Yeah, that's it. Snake Baker said the same thing.
He did.
You look back in the Eon FM days, 1976, circa, you'll hear Snake Baker talk about
that. He will. He'll go, I didn't really even know I was playing footy until the bins went out and then suddenly... There I was standing on Kelvin Moore's head.
Exactly.
Come on, Faker. You are too funny.
What's happening?
I don't know. One knows. The bins. He's just jammed that in. He thought, I'm going all right with the lawn being mowed, but I just need one more September reference. So I'll just talk to the bins being put out.
Oh, no.